This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. As Theresa May becomes prime minister in the UK today, the European Union has to figure out what the Brexit means. Will the UK get access to the European market? And what about immigration? But at the same time, turns out Italy is not looking so hot. It's possible that up to 17% of loans in Italian banks are bad. And Italian leaders are looking for a way to end the problem by talking with EU negotiators. In addition, growth forecasts for Italy have been cut. Government debt is nearly 133% of GDP, and unemployment is high. Reporter Gigi Duban has more.
Italy is a big economy, the Eurozone's third largest. So it's not as easy for other European Union countries to bail out its government when it gets into trouble, as it was to help a smaller economy like Greece. Mark Frascatore teaches economics at Clarkson University.
If Italy's economy really goes bad and they need to assist them in paying back their loans so that they don't default, there's really not enough funds to do that.
Italy's banks are in a bad way, too. They made hundreds of billions of dollars in loans that probably won't be paid back. Some say Italy should make the kind of fundamental reforms that Greece did, like cutting pensions and increasing labor mobility. Meg Lunsager of the Wilson Center says firms need to be able to hire workers more easily. And of course,
to be able to fire workers if they're not being productive.
But there's strong resistance to that in a country where people are used to strong job protections. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.